Is it the end of the world?
Yes.
Yes, it is the end of the world. And it's also the beginning. The beginning of a brand new, solid Juggalo world for us all to enjoy. We'll never die alone.
Juggalos and Juggalettes. That's all I care about. And Juffalos. Juffalos are welcome at our show. Welcome to Deck Wendell.
We like the Juffalos over here.
Welcome to Deck Wendell. This is my name is Kyle, a.k.a. Keezy, if you'd like.
Cover lawyer.
What is up?
Check it out. Look, I got this. We went to this place called Jungle Gyms. I was telling Carver about it. It's this. There's this grocery store that you have to. I have to drive. We had to drive like an hour and a half to go to it.
Yeah.
But it's enormous. It's the size of like three or four super Walmarts.
Where'd you say it was at?
Near Cincinnati.
Okay.
But they have like a little, when you first go in there, they have like little stores like in there.
Yeah.
Like they have like a toy store with like thousands of Funkos and shit. But
sex doll store?
They didn't have a sex doll store. So it's points off for that Jungle Gym. Yeah. But their international section is like as big as the biggest Walmart we have. And then their beer and wine section is as big as our Walmart. Like, it's crazy, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's all I can compare it to, is like how big a Walmart is, but it's nuts. But I bought this ukulele there yesterday.
I mean, at
it
this
like a kiwi.
You said the beer and wine section is as big as our Walmart?
Yes.
Well, the Walmart close to me, it should only sell beer and alcohol there. I mean,
yeah,
it's getting to that point.
Yeah, I agree. Yes, that is down in Cincy. It's called Jungle Gyms. That place is the bomb. So welcome to all of our friends, Derek Bruno and DC Fago Guy, Violet J the Country Singer. We appreciate you joining us. Yes, there's a lot of good beers there. If you want it, I got this beer. I'm drinking two different beers right now. They're both from Jungle Gyms. One's a Saranac Caramel Porter and one's a Braxton. This one kind of sucks. It's a smoothie seltzer. It's kind of gross, but it's fine. Hope you guys enjoy the jam sesh. We're going to be watching Big Money Hustlers, but
this is a little ditty I like to call Faggot.
I'm just a faggot!
Whoa. We did the F-bomb noise.
I'm just a faggot!
Oh, that's by Korn. That's a big Lil Ninja's favorite band.
Yeah, a Korn acoustic cover.
Oh shit!
Those are the only words I know. I'm sorry.
Do you know who Wheeler Walker Jr. is?
What?
Do you know who Wheeler Walker Jr. is?
Yeah, he's hilarious.
I love him.
He's fucking hilarious. But did you see "Stick My Finger in Your Butt"?
Yeah, I know all of his songs, dude.
I did not know you gave. He has
a song called "Drop 'Em Out." It goes like this. Here we go. Drop them out, let me see them titties. Gonna take a long look at them tig old bitties. Areolas looking nice, nipples looking real pretty. Come on, let me get her at your boobs. Drop them out, let me see them knockers. Gonna take a long look at them big hand knockers. Just squeezing together while I play with my cocker. Come on, let me get her at your boobs. That's how it goes.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
I like that. I like that.
All right.
Wheeler Walker Jr.
I love him. We should review Wheeler Walker. Dude, I would turn this into a Wheeler Walker Jr. podcast.
I mean, I know he's popular, but I didn't know you knew about him.
I got hip to him. He was on Joe Rogan, and then I got into his album catalog and just fell in love.
He has been on a couple podcasts, hasn't he?
Yeah, he went on there. He went on Your Mom's House. He had like a little...
Yeah.
He was running around with them.
They were making fun of Garth Brooks on there?
Well, yeah, they make fun of Garth Brooks all the time on Your Mom's House. Yeah, but
they make fun of his G.
Yeah. Studio
I've
G.
I've seen that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really funny. Good shit. All right, man. So we didn't want to dilly-dally too much off the top. We didn't have too much news, but I did want to quickly comment on the Violent J Necro thing.
Yeah, you were showing me a little bit of
just
that.
Just for the record, Necro fucking sucks. He's a bitch. he's lame. His music is he has some okay songs, I think, but fuck him. All right. That said, we were listening to him. We were listening to him bitch about people not supporting and shit. That was like some crybaby shit. He was comparing himself to Nike. like, y'all just, y'all keep buying nut every time you go to the, here's literally, here's something he said. He's like, y'all just keep, you'll spend, you'll go to the grocery store, keep spending money at the grocery store, but you won't keep buying my shirts. He literally said that.
Bitch, you ain't no ninja.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I'm just going to say this. When you have to get online and tell people to buy your shit and shill your merchandise.
Yeah.
I think it's horrible to do that.
Oh, yeah. Do
it's
you? Hold
absolutely
on,
horrible.
You mean like this?
No, no. Get that off there. Get that off there.
Oh, sorry.
But yeah, when you got to do that, I mean, it's just absolutely horrible. New one coming, by the way. New Cartoon Nightmare is coming soon. Coming very soon.
The final one.
But yeah. No, Keezy can be wrong sometimes. He can be. Mm. Absolutely.
I can be.
We could both be wrong.
All I said was I'm more of an Ill Bill guy. Necro just never tickled my fancy. He never tickled my taint like Ill Bill did.
I have a lot of respect for Necro. Mm-hmm. You know? I'm not going to say he's my kind of music, but I do have a lot of respect for Necro, you know, and what he's done in the game, you know. So,
okay.
I'm not going to say I'm not going to say anything
well,
bad
I,
about
it. I don't
him.
Have respect for you now.
Satanic.
You're Satanist. You're a Satanist.
I guess so. I guess so.
If you don't have respect for me, you worship Satan, and you should smoke crack as well. But yeah, no, Necro, like, you know, the New York boom bap shit is where I discovered Necro from.
Yeah.
Because he hangs out, you know, people kind of in that realm, in that circle.
Yeah, sucky rappers.
But I boom bap New York rap sucky rappers, fuck off, man. Come on, that's my shit right there. Boom bap, man.
I call it sucky rap.
You know that. You like it. No, it's cool. But why don't you like Necro? I mean, what's the deal?
I just think he's as a person, he seems like a just a real whiny bitch. But I
will say that when you were playing that thing where he was talking about,
he told me to turn it off because it was putting him in a bad mood.
Yeah, it really was. It was putting me. I was like, what the fuck, dude? Like
hearing him whine.
I have
merch.
Respect for Necro, but that was really annoying.
So
me.
And then Jay, like he's broke his silence after like 2 months of being like off the grid. Like the future of ICP was up in the air until this week. Dude.
Out of all the bad things that happened last year with ICP, their careers up in the air, death and tragedies happening, he comes back with a buy merchandise
right.
rant.
Yes. Oh, and not only that, I think actually his first post back was even more egregious than that. It was a picture of JJ with no shirt on. And like, the picture he posted of JJ, he's like, JJ, my boy's 18 now, which by the way, that's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
JJ is fucking like Jack Diesel, bro.
That's awesome.
Like, he's like posing like this. I've never seen anyone so ripped.
That's fucking awesome.
So he posted, he's like, Jay's comment was like, yo, any ladies, blah, blah, blah. So there was a couple of girls in the comments like, he's like, yeah, if you're trying to holler, message me. Like,
what?
So he's like fucking, he's not only like trying to like pimp his son out, like get, you know, whatever, get his son some skins. He's an adult now. That's cool. Use your power for good, Violent J. That's actually a pretty dope move.
Yeah.
But then after that, there was also a couple of girls that's like, I'll take you too, Jay. He's like, all right, hit me up. Like, so he's already on the prowl, immediately on the prowl, you know? And it was just funny for him to come out of the woodwork and like that's the kind of shit he's doing. He's simping his son out and fucking hollering at random commenters.
Yeah, it's. I mean, if he's in good spirits and if he's back to being Jay, then cool.
He said new Bloody Sunday album is coming out on Juggalo Day, which is
cool.
Yeah, I know.
Let's do it.
Where's Woe is my question. Hashtag yeah. Where's Woe.
Yeah. But yeah, man, it's cool. You know, I wish him the best. Yeah, buy merch. I mean, seriously, everybody.
Yeah, for
buy
real.
Merch. I mean, shit, while you're at it, you know what I'm saying? While you're at it, bro. Did you slip there? Did you hit,
oh, yeah,
you
yeah,
slip
sorry.
And hit that button slip. Over there?
My bad.
Yeah, but no, it's okay, man. I get it. This is all, I mean, it's the way they make their money nowadays.
Yeah.
You know? It is funny, though. It's like, you know, I've been in this game, bro. I've been selling this shit before. You've been a nut stain, man. I'm telling you, I've been, I need you to buy my shit, man. You know what I mean? It's like,
it was just such a, it's an unnecessary rant. Like, my thing is, like, if you're going to get on there and do that, like, you have to know that makes you not look good, right? Like, how about just don't do that and instead, like, make more dope shit in that free time.
I see you got them Nike shoes on. Where's that Necro shirt to go with it? You know what I mean? Like, what you doing?
How about
buy my shit?
Like, I mean, you could just be like Ouija Mac, who he sells a shitload of merch, obviously, and all the way he does it is just constantly put it out, like constantly put new shit out, pimp it out, wear it. Like you said, post pictures of hot chicks wearing it, especially. Mm-hmm. That's what makes me want to buy stuff.
Yeah, all the things we don't do.
Yeah. I mean, I almost, yeah. I've never even listened to Batty Bat, but I almost had to buy a fucking Batty Bat poster the other day. They posted it. I was like, God damn, Batty Bat. Fuck.
Yeah, but, nah, you know, I can't hate him, man. They're just, it is a weird sales tactic.
Yeah, he was talking about being a salesman and shit. Like,
yo, I'm the best salesman, man. I'm the best salesman. But, you know, you bought my shit back in the day and you ain't doing it now. So I need you to buy my shit, bro. You know, I'm the best salesman out here, motherfucker. Buy my shit.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Necro sucks. Like, as a person.
I mean, if that works, hey. If that, you know, he was like, what'd he say? He's like, you know, don't give me that tired shit that you ain't doing nothing with your life, man. That's why you working for a boss that's pimping you out with labor. Man, fuck you, man. You ain't like me, man. I got that money.
And he's wearing like his shitty, like old Oakleys or whatever in his video. Well, I mean, it's just whack.
And then Jay's in the comments like, yeah, man. Poetry, bro. You said that, man.
Buy.
Real life, man. You said that shit. Yeah. When has Jay had a problem selling merch?
No shit. Like, that's like, that was my comment. Is like, Jay, like, you literally are the king of selling merch to people that don't have money to buy it. Like, you have no reason to say, even jump in this conversation. You should be giving him advice. Don't, like, commiserate with the motherfucker that's trying to do your model and failing at it.
I don't know. I mean, I literally the only music merch I buy nowadays is like ICP shit.
Yeah.
That's it.
I feel it.
I don't buy any other band t-shirts. Nothing.
I try. If there's a band, like I'm a smaller band I'm trying to support or whatever, I will buy their shit. Like I was very into buying, like every time I go to a show, I'll try to buy like a shirt or something like from a band I like. But
well, like I go to festivals, I go to like hippie festivals and I'll get like a tour poster. I'll get the poster there because they make great posters, like festival posters, like the hippie bands. Their posters are always sweet, like great artwork. They roll them up and put them in those cardboard tubes and they cost like, you know, $30 to $50 for these posters. They're really high quality. You pull them out and unroll them. You can feel them. They like, they're thick and shit. And then I look at the ICP posters that like they just put up to sell.
Yeah.
Like
this Carnival Carnage one that is from the Psychobilly website. It's cool, but it's not even like as big as the old posters they used to sell.
Yeah. The ones they got up right now, they're like $30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, is that like that one?
I don't know. Pull it up. Go to the vault or whatever and pull that shit up. They're like $30. I'm like, are these posters actually high quality? Are they thick? Or is it like, what's the paper like? What's the ink like? How's it printed?
So here's like the Carnival Carnage one that Justin Mann. So this was 18 by 28. It was only $17. So, but that, I mean, it's a normal poster quality. It's not like anything to write home about, okay, but $17.
$17 for that's okay.
So is there...
I don't even think it should be that, though. It should be like 14 at most, in my opinion.
Yeah, because, you can get a regular size, like 18 by 20... No, not 18 by 24. Like, what is it? 24 by 36? Normal.
But I get it. They all go through these middlemen nowadays. Print, you know, print as you go type shit, and they got to jack the price up.
Yeah, like they got a Big Money Hustlers poster for $30 on
there. Like, what's the quality? It says, these posters, 18 by 23, okay. I mean, that's
like that one though.
That's okay. That's not that great. All posters are shit. Like cardstock, glossy cardstock, printed on thick glossy cardstock. Okay, I'm not a fan of the glossy though posters. Mm. I don't like.
There's a bunch more posters for $30. Let's check this Fearless Fred one.
Now, if those were blacklight type shit, where you the ink was actually like you could feel it, you know, and it
I guarantee it's the same exact poster as that. It's, that is the same thing.
And if it's gloss, like I don't like the glossy shit.
Mm.
The glossy stuff, you know what I mean? Give me something that actually you can feel the ink raising off of the card stock.
Mm. Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fuck
That's
it,
just my thing.
Fuck it, man.
I was like, man, I can't. I ain't gonna spend $30 on a fucking poster.
Hell no.
Ain't no way.
Hell no.
Ain't no fucking
way. Maybe for a real just when you thought they were dead poster, I'll pay $30 for that.
Yeah. I'll do that.
Like those posters, those blacklight posters we got back in the day and shit. I don't even think those were like $10. I know that was like 20 years ago. I get that, but
yeah, they're like $9.99 maybe.
Yeah, and those were like dope as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on, blacklight posters again. I mean, yeah, fucking $30 for a poster? No thanks. Exactly, genocide. Keep on failing while I keep on sailing. Hey, man.
All right, bro. You ready to watch?
You fail upwards nowadays.
So
that's how entertainment works nowadays. You fail upwards. So if we're failing, we're sailing. That's how shit works nowadays.
We're gonna keep the movie playing. We'll talk over it when we want. I guess we'll just watch along with us, guys. Just hang out and you know we'll make fun of it. Or if you have memories of a certain scene, say it in the chat. We'll hang out. This is a hang sesh.
So this intro, I always liked it because of the soulful organ.
Yeah,
like the super soulful organ.
Let me fix your cam. Don't move. Don't you move. Don't you move.
Brothers and sisters,
jump steady. Which I back in the day, I probably didn't realize that.
Yet another sacrificial lamb who was slaughtered out there in the evil street.
Did you know that was jump steady back in the day?
Yeah, I did. You know, this reminds me of the church. Was it the opening scene to Don't Be a Menace?
Maybe. I don't remember that, though. I don't remember Don't Be a Menace like that.
Yeah, there was like a church scene. I think it might have been the closer or the opening. I can't remember. He said, laugh out loud, sped up. You did speed it up, didn't you?
I may have. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did. I was like, let's go. Let's fucking run through this shit because we wanted to bullshit a little bit at the beginning. This movie's an hour and 37 minutes.
Can't believe it, man. He was my homie. I love this fool like a brother.
This movie's never great, man. You know,
it's been a while since I watched it.
It's just ridiculous, man.
Bro, when this movie came out, like, this, do y'all realize how big of a deal this was when this came out? When was this? 1999?
1999, yeah. And I remember hearing about it before that, right?
Okay, this says 2000. This is the original VHS. Like, if you wanted it back then, this is the only way. The DVD didn't even come out for like a year or two after, I don't think.
Really? I thought it was like way after that.
It might have been. I remember buying the DVD like randomly. I found it at some random store.
Bitch, you got his motherfucking money. Don't make me bust that bitch ass.
I always think of Sean, our buddy Sean, when I watch this movie. Like, I feel like he really took to it.
Well, yeah, this movie cemented a lot of slogans and you know one-liners and
I mean Magic Ninja comes
Magic Ninja honk for sugar, that type of shit.
I still do that when I like take a drink. I'll still do that, like what Jamie Madrox just said. Like, I still do that shit sometimes.
it's all good. Mitso world. Mitso's world, Mistro's world. You're all good, man. Even if it was directed at us, you're good, man. You're allowed to criticize. We don't care. We're not mad. You know, Keezy and I need criticism every now and then. You know, got to get our inflated, gassed up heads coming down a little bit here and there.
What are you even talking about? What did he say?
He put a comment on sailing, failing, the sailing, you keep failing, we keep sailing thing. I think, and he said, I'm thinking he said that wasn't directed. He's
Get out of here, bro.
Saying he didn't direct that too. And even that's cool that you didn't, but even if you did, you're all good, bro. No worries. But so right here we have the album. The soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. There's, I think I got that at the Gathering one year. That came out way after too, I think.
No, they came to the Newport and showed this. That's where I got it.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
you're right.
Remember that?
Yeah. They did a tour of Big Money Hustlers.
Yeah, they did a Big Money Hustlers tour. They came to venues and showed it, and I remember going to that.
I forgot all about that.
I think I got the CD and the poster. I have neither anymore. I kept the VHS, but I don't. Mm. But yeah.
I used to have the poster of that picture. You know, the classic, like Big Baby Sweets. Yeah.
Yep.
I miss that.
Yep. But yeah. Show you right.
So, yeah, this movie came out, man. Like, it was a big deal. Like, I can't remember, like, the first time I saw it. I would have had to probably go buy the VHS and watch it at home, I would imagine.
The first time I saw our buddy Ben Bubbles.
He was on one of our episodes.
He was on a Riddle Box episode, yeah. Which has been, what, 2-3 years now?
Yep.
Sweet and fuzzy like a pear.
Sweet and fuzzy like a pear.
I love Shaggy in this movie, dude.
It's like you got a little jelly donut shit up on your cheek.
Donut shit up on your cheek.
As in the sugar man.
That's my name, and don't wear it out. You want to go ahead and wipe that nasty jelly shit off your
face? Hey, you said Ben showed it to you?
Yeah. No, I was living with him.
Oh, okay.
And that's the first time I saw it when I was living with him.
Okay.
We threw it in. Actually, I threw it in at night. Everybody went to sleep, and I threw it in at night and watched it. That was the
first time. You just watched it on your own?
Watched it on my own.
I also heard how your plane went down when you went to capture that fugitive prick in his swamp
land. That fugitive prick.
Jerky Boys. I got a Jerky Boys album too. We should go through that one day.
Okay, yeah, that'd be fun.
Would y'all want to go through a Jerky Boys album?
I would do that.
I actually have a physical copy of one of them.
I don't know if I ever listened to like a full Jerky Boys album.
I listened to, man, I had like the first, I think it was like three of them.
I forgot that guy was the Jerky Boys guy.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's so funny.
So you got a few pigs here that don't fly straight. So they brought Big Sugar in to regulate.
Oh, yeah.
Damn straight sugar.
I like how they switch seats. You notice that?
No, I didn't even.
They switch seats like Sugar took over the fucking.
Oh, yeah,
because
he gets there and he just like moves around.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude's like mouth is covered in donuts.
They got all that shit. City at the mercy of Sweets and his gang, and the entire force knows it.
They got all that shit, Sugar.
Sounds like a problem since that motherfucker Big Baby Sweets.
Yeah, that's right there, Sugar Nuts. Sweets and his shit-faced gang. They may as well be the governor, the mayor, and the goddamn police chief of the city.
That's chief, you hear what I'm saying? When it comes to there'll be no demand.
He's got
to
be in a fat suit
now,
right here.
I'm a little new in this town.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But is at least one good cop you got that's still down?
Yeah, I was afraid you're going to ask me that, Sugar.
Shaggy's so cool.
This guy, I think he steals the show.
He does a great job. Yeah, I never really gave that guy props.
The Jerky Boys guy is amazing. I really love him.
Hey, you fat fucking barrel-ass sow.
He said, Valentine Country Singer said he couldn't believe how slow it was. Yeah, I mean, I guess, I've never really thought it was slow, I guess.
Officer Harry,
I mean, that, like, subjectively, like, this movie is like,
yes, sir.
This movie's a bad movie, but it's as a juggalo, it's so fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Get up, you fucking.
Get up, you prick.
Of course, Harlan Williams is the absolute fucking golden gem of this movie.
He's definitely the.
Yeah.
He makes him come back in. Oh, yeah. Harlan Williams is like the. He is the comic relief.
Yeah. I mean, he's a true fucking absolute gem of a fucking character. I mean, I love him.
What the hell are you doing out there, you dopey fuck?
Somebody wants you to meet. So many like ICP songs in the back.
Yeah,
you dopey fuck you.
We're gonna be showing him around town for a while.
Mr. Bear, it's an extreme pleasure, sir, to make your acquaintance. I've heard a lot of great things about you, sir, and I look forward.
Wasn't this
to
shit like delayed like a motherfucker too? Like they kept,
oh yeah,
putting it off because
I remember hearing about it in like late '98, early '99.
Yeah,
I remember hearing about it back like way back then.
I remember Jay talking about how he had to like use his own like money to like pay for a bunch of shit.
I want you to show this man around town. You show him everything he needs to know about this fucking city.
The
I don't care. This is a classic. I mean, if this movie is great. It is bad. It's a bad movie among like movies.
Yeah, that's what.
But it's a great movie.
I love it.
It's a great fucking funny movie.
Like, there's just so many things like you could point out that are like shitty about it, but it's for an ICP movie, it's exactly what you would want.
Now I'm thinking of, did they shoot this on film, actual film? Like, what? How do they shoot this?
Back then, it would have had to been, I think, yeah.
I don't know. They had early... I think they had early digital shit back in 99, 2000,
maybe.
I think the chief would appreciate it if we took...
But if they shot it on film, they can upgrade this, no problem. They could upgrade this to 4K.
Yeah?
Blu-ray.
I wish they would.
It would cost money. They'd have to go back through the film and redo it, you know?
The traditional cruiser.
But that would be fucking amazing. I mean, imagine this shit, dude. If this is shot on film, they could bring this to pristine quality.
Island probably has all the rights to this.
Yeah.
If I were to guess. I mean, they do sell Big Money Hustle's merch, though. They just don't ever sell the actual items. Isn't it the Misfits?
Yep.
Yeah. Several little funny cameos in this movie.
Gotta plug it in next time, you stupid fuck. A lot of places you're gonna need to know about here in the city. First and most important is right here. Donut Hut.
Donut Hut.
It's where me and most of my fellow officers of the law spend our nights, days, you know, whatever. You blame us? Over there.
Arlo Williams.
French crullers, cinnamon.
I wonder how much of the dialogue and shit like was actually written.
I think
by
a lot
Jay.
Of it, like, he's not even saying the actual names.
Yeah.
Sprinkle. He's not saying the names.
That part is funny. Is that old fashioned? He said sprinkled Wonder Puffs. Sprinkled assholes.
I just meant, you know, on our lunch break and things like that. Now that we're fighting crime and doing that stuff.
We're fine. Serious Darius.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I thought that was somebody.
I'm a donut cyclops. Oh,
but yeah, I was saying, I wonder how much of the dialogue like was written by Jay.
You'll never know.
Oh, I guarantee most of the Harlan Williams shit was freestyled.
You think so?
Yeah, for sure. He's a fucking comedian.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, that's part of their job.
How the fuck did they get him to agree to this?
I don't know. Because he's awesome.
I mean, he was like still riding off of a
half-baked
fame on this.
I needed an Indeed ass shirt.
I used to have a Pooh Boo shirt.
That scene was probably one of my favorite scenes, though, when they're at the round table with Jay.
Yes. He's
all their products and shit. Indeed ass and Pooh Boo. Yeah, great shit.
Oh, my goodness. I'm a donut owl.
He said, wait, Violent J, the country singer, said, wait, this movie had a script.
I want some shit. I'm in an ape suit. That means I don't give a fuck. I want a motherfucking donut. I want a motherfucking bagel.
I want a motherfucking donut. I'm in an ape suit.
I remember him saying that he spent a bunch of money to, like, have a voiceover, have Jamie Madrox do a voiceover on this. And, like, they spent so much money, and he said it still sounded like shit, so they end up using the original audio.
I think it sounds better hearing it come muffled.
I agree.
Coming from the actual suit. I think that sounds, it sounds funnier.
I think so, too. That's how it would have sounded.
I'm going to get out of here. Looky here. You can split if you want to run, or you can stay here and watch me take out this piece of shit. Boom. No.
Hey,
boy.
DDT.
This shit's great. I love all the little sound effects and shit.
Did Mikey Clark do the entire score of this? Even everything aside from the ICP tracks?
That's a great question.
I don't know for sure, but
The soundtrack, I don't think, has any other songs other than
Quarter on the Floor.
Regular ICP and Twisted songs. It has the Big Money and Sugar Bear songs.
Yeah, original score by Mikey Clark. It says it on the back of the box, people.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So this scene always annoyed me because everyone's sitting on the same side of the table.
Ladies and gentlemen, accompanied to the meeting by Big Saint.
So, Hacksaw.
Hack Benjamin?
Hack Benjamin. I keep calling it Hacksaw, but... what'd you think about that? Didn't they just recently on a Twitch stream give that away, like within the last year or two?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Raffled it off or something.
Oh, shit, really? Like his costume?
I think so.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
As usual, this meeting is of most importance. This meeting is about money. My money. And if you fuck with my money...
You're fucking with your life.
You're fucking with your life.
You're fucking with your life.
Y'all understand that? Yes, baby. Anybody want to fuck with my money?
No, baby.
No, baby. One of y'all weasel-faced lobsters trying to put y'all claws on this motherfucker.
Weasel-faced lobsters.
You up. Yo, you right. One of y'all motherfuckers will get straight fucked up.
They're twisted rule in this movie.
Yeah, I think this is where, I mean, they're Jamie, man. Like, they know, they really know, they understand that shit.
Yeah.
They understand how to act like this. Maybe it's because they really are. This is what they are. I don't know, but they know how to act like the weasel little bitches, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, man. It was great. Twisted was one of the best parts of this movie.
All y'all bitches are familiar with each other, but in case you're not, allow me to introduce each one of you, because after all...
I love this part.
You each play an equal role in this establishment.
He talks to his cane.
Who's money, big man?
Yeah.
Bring big baby. Bring big baby's money. I like it. He's a guy.
Yeah, Adidas. I saw a dude do that dance at a gathering one day.
Really?
We were just sitting there talking and shit, bullshitting, looking around. We're in some tent somewhere. And I look over and I see this kid start dancing, and I was like, dude, that's the dance off Big Money Hustlers. That's the Adidas dance.
That's funny. I would have never
the rerun dance.
Willie.
Oh yeah.
Green Willie here.
Green Willie.
Sells fake gold stamps.
Misery.
He sells fake right.
Yeah, Twisted stole the show. They did. I mean, they're a big funny part of this for sure.
Green Willie, being the man of artificial flavor, provides profits of outstanding measurements.
That's right, big baby. That's right.
That's right. You got my money, motherfucker.
That's right, big baby. You know Green Willie is going to bring that cash, man.
Now here's a motherfucker.
Yeah, this is where it drags with the fruit juicer.
The fruit juicer.
Yeah. But this came from shit they used to do. Remember they showed a lot of those home movies?
Yes.
On one of their streams? And that's where this character came from. I'm putting all this in my head. I didn't research any of this, but I think this was on a stream.
Yeah, I remember them talking about that. Well, like the home videos one. I love the
sweat from my brow.
The son of a bitch, bastard, devil himself. We say that. I still say that sometimes.
Baby, it can get half off price. We can talk later. I don't give a fuck about what the producers of this film say. Would you please?
Yeah, we realized the Beanie Baby is like essentially the exact same character.
Yep.
8039. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure Jay took a lot of his. Yeah, you're saying Jay took a lot of his character from Alex Abyss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, fuck that. He done told you no motherfucking checks or money orders, bitch.
That's right, bitch. Come correct, Sean.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to offend you, my friend. Don't worry, I've brought plenty of cash for you. Here you go.
Now let's holler at you, fat titty kitty.
Fat titty kitty.
Fat titty kitty got some big, luscious bags of silicone.
They glisten. Bags of silicone.
They shine in the sun. They wiggle and jiggle and bounce. Go!
Stalker said, I even called that number.
Fat titty kitty employs 991 hoes. Hoes with no toes.
DJ Slug said what happened between them and Alex. I think they told that on a stream too. They just said that Alex just broke off. Like,
he stole a bunch of money, didn't he?
I think they alluded to that, but they didn't say.
I think they basically just like let him.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, he stole a bunch of money, but we're cool with that. He can do what he wants.
Yeah. So as far as I know, they just don't interact anymore.
Yeah.
It's a shame. Damn. Did she ever show her tits in this movie?
Yeah, I think she does, don't you?
I can't remember.
Show us the big fat titties, you fake.
Oh, I'm sure it'll cut it out here on YouTube, but. Wow, that's straight on YouTube. Damn. Now it's on our. That's on
but
our.
But they're
video.
So. It's like they're so fake. Can you even. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
You might as well put like clay up there, you know? Like we're big, like the styrofoam fucking tits.
Yeah, I guess. So was that actually rerun?
Yeah.
Okay.
This motherfucker bootlegs.
Bootleg great.
Master P.
Shirts. Motherfucking Master P.
That's
really looking forward to his new liner. Poo.
coming out next month.
Coming out next month.
And that's spelled P-U-B-O-O as in
Poobie.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to one of them sweaters with the swag P on the back.
Oh shit!
Yeah, that's the shirt. That's the shirt I had. Yeah.
You got my money, motherfucker.
They used to sell that shit at the gathering and shit.
Hold on now.
Oh yeah, I remember this.
I gotta say something about this scene.
What?
Is it not obvious?
What?
Even in a Juggalo movie, why has it got to be a black guy that dies first?
Damn, that's true.
They probably, I mean, man, you know what I mean? That's Hollywood, man. Come on now.
This was made before that was a trope.
Amen, sucker.
Father Ducky.
That was made as a trope in the 80s. What are you talking about?
I believe you're going to give me my motherfucking money. Now, lastly, there's eight boy. This rowdy, crazy gorilla motherfucker likes to make his money the old-fashioned way. Car jackets. High jackets.
Jack and jackets.
Ape ain't here, dog.
Ape ain't here, dog.
I like how no one realized it.
I know. It's like, what?
Money, motherfucker.
His name's on the chair.
Are you tripping?
Good, little ninja's here. You missed the titties, little ninja, just in time.
Little ninja, just to let you know, Keezy and I were talking about corn off air earlier.
Yeah, we know you've Little Ninja's fallen in love with corn recently.
We were talking about their catalog and their discography earlier off air.
Especially your favorite song.
Faggot?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. I love that song.
The corn song.
I love Faggot.
Why is this so loud? It seemed way louder than normal. Who's this motherfucker fucking with my motherfucking money? That line is hilarious, dude.
That's my cartoon.
Bitch, who the fuck is this sugar bear?
He's a cop from Frisco. He's the baddest cop on the force. I heard he took the entire Frisco cartel on by himself. I heard that motherfucker swallowed.
She's got that 70s like porn like swagger to her.
Yeah. Would you?
There's an Oscar waiting to happen.
Bitch, how do you know so much about this?
Would you?
Hold on, sweets. I
would I? I'm going to have to say no. My wife's probably watching.
Your wife does not watch this show.
This motherfucker.
I don't know how the hell you talked to her and actually being on this show.
Yeah, I know.
Making me look like a little bitch.
I would. Why not?
Y'all?
I would just let those tits flop around my face. That'd be great.
He made me look like
you'd be unconscious. Them motherfuckers would knock you the fuck out.
Good, good. I hope I die that way.
A bunch of fake tits.
Big, fat, fucking fake, gross tits smothering me.
I'm winning. Monoxide's funny shit.
Why we pissed?
Bitch, you better recognize why the fuck we pissed.
Bitch, you better recognize.
Why we pissed? Because somebody been fucking... motherfucking money.
Oh, this guy have tits too? Close your eyes, little ninja.
That old man suit is ridiculous.
Yeah, why is he in an old man suit?
Come on, Torch. Come on.
I think that's the Jerky Boys guy.
Same guy?
Yeah.
Oh, it does kind of sound like a Jerky Boys guy.
It's
a horrible costume.
It's so bad, but I love it. That's why it's so good.
Yeah.
Would you have it any other way? So this means we're going to do... Russell's, right?
Sure. I've only seen Big Money Russell's like one time, I think.
Yeah, me too.
I would just want to watch it, I think.
I watched it with Sam and them, Sam Lee and them.
Okay. There's that old school leather psychopathic jacket.
Yeah.
That was like the OG.
Oh, yeah.
Missy, we met Missy at the gathering.
We did, didn't we? We did. I don't know. I mean, I don't remember what side I was looking at when I met her, but hopefully it was a good side.
Oh, every side's our good side. Would you? My name is Jay. The kiddies call me Genie Pants. Would you? Because I can play the flute and make my dick start to dance. Like a snake on a shake, a little hand roll. Yeah, I'll say no to that one.
Come on, give me a heart attack.
Give me.
Are they showing tits back there? I can't tell. It's all blurry.
Yeah, they are.
Yep, there's tits for sure.
God, man, they really need to upscale this shit, dude. Imagine this for, like, you know, at least a Blu-ray.
Yeah, I mean, on YouTube, I wonder what quality this even is, you know?
It looks like shit on YouTube.
This is only 240p.
Yeah, it looks like absolute shit.
Yeah, it's bad.
At first look, she took my.
I tried to put my DVD in, but I could not get my CD drive to even open.
Soft and big.
I need to just download it.
With a woman like that, there's enough to last me a lifetime.
The CD drive knew what you was putting, trying to put in it, and it's like a boner. It's not going to get hard.
Oh man, look at those floppers.
Do you think anything on that is fake?
Nope. Don't think so.
Like she got like fake butt implants and just like the fat grew around it.
I love that Shaggy falls in love with her. I forgot about that. Oh man, this is so funny. This scene's great.
He said, oh my God. Oh my God, she falls down. You know, I bet this girl's a sweetheart in real life. She was, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She was super nice. Absolute sweetheart in real life, man.
I would take her out to a nice brunch.
Would you take one for the team?
Sure.
If you were single?
Sure.
Go in?
Yeah, why not? I'd show her a good time.
Would you give her that heat-seeking moisture missile?
You're my purple-headed yogurt slinger, yeah.
Yeah, so when you was up there dancing, I was down here hawking. And I need to know, Luscious Mama.
Luscious Mama.
You come here after?
Luscious Mama. At least they gave her a job, you know? Yeah. At least she actually got to, like, you know, feel like an actress, like glamour, you know? But,
her role is very important.
Now, come on. That's just mean.
What, roll?
You said her rolls.
I said roll.
You mean rolls.
R-O-L-E.
She had multiple roles in this movie.
When we could slide out to get past and you could let
she's so adorable in this part.
Yeah, a true play of the fat, sweaty Betty. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, it really is. I think that is what they're doing. I like it. It's so cute when he comes up to you. He's like, what are you doing here? She's like, I work here.
So Humble says she would sleep with the Jugs at events. Was she really?
Damn, I fucked up.
How did I miss that?
Yeah, I would have got in on that.
And then he says, I think she was at the first couple of gatherings. Yeah, that's where we met her. Didn't we meet her at like the second one?
Yeah.
Was it something?
It was still in the convention center.
Yeah. I know it was in Ohio, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah, I think so. The Toledo one. That would have been 2001.
Oh, dude. I'm glad the camera's at my face right now because I have a heart on.
Oh, shit. I wonder if Shaggy actually hit. He should have.
When did he get married, by the way? When did he get with... what's his face?
I don't know. Renee?
Yeah, Renee.
Well, I don't know. Is Renee like his original baby mama? Because I know he has twins. And he's had them for a long time. Like he said, because I think that's what his stomach tattoo is. Mm. And he's had that fucking tattoo for a long ass time. Like Jekyll Brothers.
I like how
she's eating.
Oh, God, dude.
Yeah, why is he doing this?
The camera. Imagine the camera right there. Was it not? Now, was that a stationary fixed camera that they were both working with, or was that somebody holding it?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
I think it looks like it was stationary. I like this shit. Meanwhile. B-roll of a fucking
little dough.
Oh man, Bambi, bro, and it got away. They didn't even get it.
They're doing drive-by on fucking wild animals. Oh my God, I forgot he has a crazy chest hair.
Does his wig fall off? Oh my God.
Why is she bouncing like that? Jesus.
That's
so much work.
How'd she not lose weight in that one?
Oh, man. Green Willy. At it again.
Is that Jim City's wife?
Maybe. Which would have been his sister then.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so. I don't know. Let us know, Juggalos.
Look at him. Oh God, that fuck scene is hilarious. Oh, Humble, I think you are right. He said the drive-by was supposed to be school children.
That was in the commentary, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Talking about that in commentary.
I've only watched the commentary once, but I remember it being really funny. Oh, she calls them Super Balls.
Super Balls. Yeah.
I would give that jelly a jiggle.
Harry Cox.
Harry Cox.
Sugar, come in. This is Harry Cox.
Yeah, what, man?
Sugar?
That's right.
The only thing he doesn't rhyme.
This whole town's gone to hell. The whole place has been ripped apart in the last 24 hours.
Look here, brother. I'm better love. Now, what's this bullshit you speaking of?
Remember when we arrested 8 Boy at the donut hut?
Well, I think we really pissed off Big Baby Sweets and his gang of thugs and freaks. I think he's sending us a message. He's taking it out on the whole city, tearing the place to hell.
Gang of thugs and freaks.
Well, it's not even stressed. The bear's on the case. I'm about to get loud and up in his face.
You don't want to mess with this guy. He's dangerous. He's
mean. He's bad. He steps on dewworms in the rain, man.
Dewworms.
What a weird line. He steps on dewworms in the rain.
Pick him up.
Take him down, Cal. What are you, crazy?
You can't touch these guys. We don't even have him on anything. You got to get him on something real.
Is that right? Well, look here, Cox. I'm butt booty naked except for my socks.
I'm gonna get all over this as soon as I put on my drawers. Nab a big old
you stupid ass.
No, Sugar! No, don't do it!
There's gotta be a better way. There's gotta be a more law abiding way. He's gonna do something horrible. Sugar!
Sugar! Titties and all, but. Gotta go, bitch. Duty calls.
What do you mean, am I for referring to?
I love that.
That is great.
What a funny gag. Shaggy, for the listener, Shaggy walks away and it shows the buff guy's ass.
Sugar.
Honk Mike for sugar. It's another great classic line.
Mike would
I need to take note of some of these. I'm just going to go through this movie like I did the shockumentary and make another soundboard of it.
Honk for sugar!
I mean, that's a pretty dope car. What, that's like a castle they're pulling up to. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, how'd they get these like sets? Island must have gave them a pretty decent budget. But then Jay had to squander the rest of the money on an 8-boy voiceover.
Yeah. I don't understand how they had spent so much money on an 8-boy voiceover. They literally, they're recording artists. How could they not do that themselves?
That's a great question. There's a Mikey Clark beat.
Violent J, the Southwest Gangster Row. This was before the Guillotine Tour?
I don't know what that is.
Mm-mm. Bury me alive.
Are they insinuating that they're gay in this scene?
Yeah, of course. I mean, why wouldn't that be a gag?
Yeah, that's right. I think he's insinuating also that Jamie Madrox is his bitch.
Yeah, of course.
Freeze, motherfuckers! Don't even breathe! Put your goddamn hands on my eyes.
Yeah, could then he come in with lotion, monoxide, or something?
His butt on finna rub.
I love that shit.
That's funny. I forgot about that. Forgot about the gay implication.
He knows what he's doing because these guys are very, very, very dangerous.
Well, maybe if you weren't shitting your pants every 2 seconds, you pigeon face fuck, you wouldn't be so goddamn scared all the time.
Now, wait a minute, Chief. I do the very best to ensure the safety of myself and my fellow officers of the law, and if that means I have to approach things with a little more caution, then that's what I'm going to do, you honey-glazed whore.
You horny son of a
This is
bitch.
The Just Like That
never
beat.
Never question Sugar's tactics, do you understand me? You do what you do best, and that's play with that fucking meatbag of yours. You got me, punk? Oh, Sugar, great job on getting those dirt bastards down here.
What?
Chopped out of bed and a head full of grape nuts. Quick, are they soggy?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I mean, you know, technically, we don't really have them on anything.
Woo! Is that Sirius Darius again on that scene?
Yep.
Bam, team.
Cox, I know these motherfuckers are top of the box. I'm going to talk to Sweets about all his riches and not cheap.
I don't know why, but Shaggy just fits so well in this, in like the 70s pimp shit, you know?
He does.
It's crazy.
It is really, it is a
you find me
good casting.
Yeah. And then you plug it up, you son of a bitch. I got work to do here, you fat fuck.
He calls him a fat fuck.
I know. You fat fuck.
That's so funny.
Look how they're in terror. This is the poster bit, by the way.
Yeah.
But.
Where you getting all them things?
Ooh, another nice Mikey Clark beat there.
Motherfucker! Is it a crime to have some motherfucking money in this country, you bitch-ass whack motherfucker? What about them jewels?
What the fuck?
I love Jay's dialogue. It's so
them
good.
This must have been worth at least a million. Oh, the jewels? The jewels? All right, shut the fuck up.
Well, he's choking. That shit is so funny.
I know you two sons of bitches.
Hey, who called for a record?
Blowing up fucking flames last night.
It was Big Baby Sweets, man. We didn't want to do any made up.
They immediately spill the beans.
You're killing me, man. Kill me too.
Yeah. What about them dead bodies?
I like how they give Big Baby Sweets like a throne.
Yeah.
Ball in your car.
You saw the body?
I'm balling your car.
The bodies in the yard.
And until you're gonna sit here and deny you had anything to do with it. But what about that preschool drive-by kidnapping spree, you fuckers?
It was little Pooh, man.
Hey, man.
It was all about it was little Pooh, man.
Can't nobody do it. He's gonna kill his boat, man. I was scared as hell, man.
I was scared.
They always gotta have their Hatchet Man charm showing at all times.
I'm gonna break you, fool. Oh, I got you, sucker. Now tell me where you stashed that gun at, you punk ass motherfucker!
You punk ass motherfucker!
Alright, what about the fucking gold? What about that shit?
You know about the gold,
too. Of course I know about the gold.
You stupid ass!
This ain't real, man!
Who do you like better? New Benny or old Benny?
Motherfucker! Where was you when that train turned? Where the fuck was he when that little cripple kid hospital turned?
Motherfucker!
What's he saying there?
Something about a hospital.
When that hospital pun or whatever. What the fuck's he say there?
You ain't got shit on me. Shit that is except for, my motherfucking money.
Don't look like
I remember when Jekyll Brothers came out. And it was Jekyll Brothers. They were promoting Big Money Hustlers before Jekyll Brothers came out.
Okay.
I went to Record Connection to pick up Jekyll Brothers. And the owner there, he was there that day because there was a shit ton of Juggalos coming and getting that album. It was that, you know, the release day.
Yeah.
Richard's mom, our buddy Richard's mom, took us up there. And I think Big Money, there was like some Big Money Hustlers posters or like promo material that he had in the store. And he was talking shit on Juggalos, but he was doing it in a funny way. He was like, oh yeah, Big Money Hustlers. He's like, oh yeah, yeah, ICP is straight Big Money Hustlers. Come on, get your shit. Come on, get your albums. And like, yeah, he was in there. Running his mouth about how...
Is this the guy with the goatee?
God damn it!
I can't remember.
You said Record Connection.
Yeah, it was Record Connection. In Whitehall?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was laughing about, like, the Big Money Hustlers, like, a theme.
That dude, he had, like, ICP posters hanging up in his fucking shop and shit.
Yeah.
I loved that shop.
I think he liked ICP.
I would see him at ICP shows.
He was just doing, like, an under-his-breath joke. Like, yeah, these guys legit are money hustlers.
I see.
You know what I mean? Because he had lines of Juggalos coming and getting two of the same album.
Yeah, that's true.
And buying fucking, you know, pre-ordering or whatever they were doing for Big Money Hustlers.
He would sell it. He would sell us shit before it went on sale.
Yeah.
We would go up there like a couple days prior. We got Bizarre early, I think. We got, Jekyll Brothers a day early.
I think this was the coolest look of Jay in this movie with the red.
He does look pretty badass.
Fucking with my plan. Fucking with my scheme. It's motherfucking skinny. Fucking with my tactics.
Your tactics.
And most of all, fucking with my money.
Jay is a real cartoon character.
Yeah, he really is.
I need y'all to show some tender loving. Show your respect. Man, rub his butt.
They both look at
him. What I need y'all to do is dig to the bottom of your stomachs and pull out the most wicked radical shit you can think of.
Sinister
style,
son.
That sounds like dubbed in.
Which one of y'all is gonna buy this sugar bear and fuck that kid up? Which one of y'all is gonna come?
They should have called him Squints. I mean, like the way he squints in these scenes.
Nobody, huh? Well, then fuck y'all.
Show you right. Fuck y'all.
Show you right. Fuck y'all.
Take this motherfucker and fuck him in the ass with a cactus. I wouldn't give a fuck. You could take Big Stank's ball back and slap that bitch with a 9-iron. I wouldn't give a fuck. When you fuck with my money.
I'm wondering if that was freestyle. Like Jay just making shit up.
That sounds like some shit he would make up.
Yeah.
You get shot in your throat. You got to die.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah, do they have any deleted scenes on this?
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Like, I wonder if... I don't remember watching any on the DVD. I remember watching the commentary, but that was it. Or, like, I would love to see bloopers or whatever, you know? Whatever extra shit they have.
Wait. Let me say a prayer first.
Go ahead, Father.
Well, I don't even understand why he's killing them all here.
Father, who art in heaven?
Why is he murdering his whole team? Because he got captured?
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Calm down. Calm
down. Go on, spray. There's only one thing left to do.
What's that, sir?
What's up?
What's that?
We must summon the magic.
Oh, yeah. He killed his team and said, hey, you know, you guys ain't doing shit. I'm going to get the magic ninjas in this shit.
Magic ninjas.
So I think Jay kind of fucked up right here.
All we need
think so how?
I'm sure the magic ninja thing was his idea because they were always doing the ninja home movies when they were younger.
Yeah.
Sergio.
And that's what became, you know, Magic Ninja Entertainment.
It is kind of some bullshit that they took that and made that their thing.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Well, they were so famous for that scene. You know, magic, ninja, yeah. Blah, you know.
Who plays the ninjas here?
That, to me, that looks like the
the Jerky Boys guy
and maybe Harlan Williams. No. I think the skinny ninja was one of their dudes. Wasn't one of their friends
Magic Ninja 1 and 2, you mysterious fucking ninja motherfuckers?
Mysterious fucking ninja motherfuckers?
For a reason. We need some of this kung fu ninja shit. There's a cop named Sugar Balls. He's been running around the city, fucking up my business, fucking up my plan. And most of all, he's been fucking with my money. Hell yeah, he's been fucking with our money. I mean, big baby money.
Big baby money, man. Come on, man.
I like how they got their beanies over their hoods.
Just kill that motherfucker, right? Yes, master.
I'm going to do that real quick. Hold on.
Yeah, and what's that? Monoxide's got his, like, bowler hat.
The movie's over.
Or whatever the fuck it is.
We have to use your two beady ninja brains. And we must think of a way. Think of a plan. Then we'll get Sugar Bear right where
it is. Damn, motherfucker.
Looks good.
It's right, man. Yeah, bro. Look like Big Stank. You just need some sunglasses. Oh, you need to tighten your hood around your, like...
He got tight and shit.
Damn! That's Missy. That's Sugar's girl. How you know
that's Missy. That's Sugar's girl.
We seen her at the wind spot. Yeah, she fat as hell.
She is fat.
She is fat.
You just wanted to? It would appear Mr. Hack Benjamin has come up with a solution to our problem. You will kill this fat bitch!
You will kill this fat bitch!
Yeah, one of them!
And one of them!
Two of them!
Two of them!
Go ahead and leave that shit out.
Oh, okay.
That's your nipple?
No, look!
That's your nipple?
Once you find this fat bitch and you eliminate her presence, the entire city will belong to Big Baby Sweets and his gang of thugs. And once again, we will own all of Detroit, New York!
New York! Yeah, bro, she's fat, dog. I'm telling you, man.
This city's tough turf was really starting to get to
you. Yeah, dog.
Ghetto curse was starting to bring you down.
These evil streets is rough.
These evil streets is rough.
These streets are cold, ruthless, and savage. I didn't know how much more of this ghetto brutality I could take.
Ghetto brutality.
Oh yeah, remember one funny thing in the commentary? I think we talked about it on a show.
I needed something.
Where there was some girl where Jay during the commentary says, "I fucked that girl."
Oh yeah, fuck that chick, man.
And then later,
bitch.
And then later on, he's like, "I got something to say. I never fucked that girl."
Was that in the commentary?
Yeah, I can't remember what girl it was either.
Say it like bubble back. There's a bear calling out. About to stop by there and tag your net now.
Okay, sugar. I'll be waiting, Butterballs.
Well, I'll bring the fridge with some little Taco Bell. I'll let you eat a little extra. You promise not to tell.
I'll see you soon, sugar.
I'll see you soon, sugar. You gotta go.
Better take off, Jack. My boyfriend's on his way over right now.
Shit. What the fuck?
Super Balls does sound good sped up.
Bitches. Bitches sounds kind of goofy sped up, but hey. Oh my god, I forgot about this breadcrumb trails of like hot dogs.
Oh shit. I love that I mean, Missy's a whatever the real actress' name. She's a badass bitch for agreeing to do this, take this part and like commit to it. Like knowing that it's nothing but fat jokes and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I like how they got the lighting on every like yeah. Treat.
What a bad bitch.
I might have to give it to her just because of that, you know?
Yeah, man. She deserves it.
Why is this sped up? Just so we're not, you know, cut down a little bit of time.
Yeah, I mean, we've all seen the movie. I mean, we wanted to talk through it and fuck around. Like, we just didn't want to sit here for... We wanted to fuck around at the beginning of the show, too. You know what I mean? Let's just get this shit over with kind of shit. They're murdering her with... I forgot about that. Man, that's sad.
They look like monsters.
Yeah.
They're fucking her up.
I
know.
I got a condition. It's called clownitis. It comes from clownosis, from practicing clownism and thinking clowny thoughts.
Like they're on their way out after they murdered Missy. I will say that. I'm kind of pissed they murdered her that quick.
Yeah, man. That sucks.
It was like, what, halfway through?
Yeah, a little over halfway.
That's a badass revolver, bro.
Sugar Bear's gun. Poor Sugar Bear. His hat falls off? Yeah. Oh, no, it doesn't. It does flop around. I
thought it did.
Oh, yeah, he did say he was getting some Taco Bell.
That was it. I lost it. My battle with Big Baby Sweets was finally over. Oh, shit, man. My battle against crime was over. It was time for me to hang it up. When I lost Missy... That's when I lost it all.
What you doing, bro?
Should have listened to the chief when he warned me too.
I'm surprised this movie is just on YouTube like this, though. It's pretty shocking. Like, why isn't Island copyright striking it? I mean, we're just watching it on YouTube. Some other ninja uploaded it with tits and all.
I don't even deserve to wear that badge.
I mean,
I quit.
We tried to do a DVD, but like I said, your shit wouldn't work. So this was the last option. This was our desperate option.
I figure we were safe from getting our video taken down since the literal movie isn't taken down.
Yeah. Dude, I like if Island does own this movie, they probably forgot about it.
Yeah, they're not making money off of this movie anymore.
Yeah, they
anyways.
Forgot about it, and they probably, and if they do remember it, they probably don't care.
I wonder if you even can go like get this movie. I'm gonna look it up real quick.
The hell?
Like, legally watch it. Prick.
What the hell you gone and done with yourself? You were once the mighty sugar bear.
How much is it on Amazon?
Leave me alone.
That's what I'm saying, even if you can. Okay, you can. Hold on, wait. It says, how do I watch this?
You don't even fucking rhyme anymore.
Rent or buy at Amazon.com to watch on the Prime Video app. So you can get it on Amazon.
Amazon's figured out a way to make money off it.
Yeah, you know.
I like the vacuum sound.
Well, it was more like a firecracker anyways.
$1.99 to rent, $7.99 to buy.
Stomping out with my foot.
On Prime Video.
No refugees either, man.
Yeah, I think this scene's like one of Shaggy's best scenes in the movie. Because he's just like normal, but he seems pretty natural.
Shit, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What about the Frisco cartel? You took all those fuckers out single-handedly.
He smoked a big fat blunt.
Yeah, sure did. But that was only a video game.
Look, you scrubby son of...
Free on Tubi? Oh, shit.
You're the
I
best
know
goddamn
that
cop ever walked a beat. I need you on the force. Besides, the only other clean cop I got is that fucking squeaky bald little fucking asshole Cox. Sweets and his gang, they got him last week.
Hold on, wait. What'd you say about Cox?
I said he's a fucking asshole.
No. After that.
Oh, yeah, Sweets and his gang. They got him. He's out on his little morning jog around the fucking park. Sweets and his gang got him. Now the fucking prick's got himself held hostage.
Damn.
Well, what's with you? What do you got, sweet feelings for this guy? I mean, what the hell? You feel like he's got his meat whistles?
Man, shut the fuck up or I kick your fat fucking ass.
Sit down, tough guy. Relax. And who the fuck you calling fat, you fat prick? Bitch. This only proves what I said was true all along.
Who you calling fat, you fat prick?
You ain't nothing but a sad, sorry-ass Dolomite wannabe. You jerky little prick.
You jerky little prick.
I got those jerky in there.
My fat ass. You wish you had this fucking ass.
You wish you had this ass.
You know he's right. You really ain't nothing but another jive turkey motherfucker riding on the hill.
I wonder if the version on Tubi and Amazon is like much better quality.
Man, I don't know. That's a good question.
Who said that? Who said that?
It'll at least be better than 240 or whatever.
You dilapidated motherfucker.
You dilapidated motherfucker.
I can't believe
you.
I can't believe that you don't recognize me. I am the ghost of Dolomite.
Ghost of Dolomite.
And I ain't lying either. Shit.
Dolomite ain't dead. He lives over in Las Vegas, man. What the fuck you talking about?
Motherfucker, I know goddamn well I ain't dead. I don't write the shit. I'm paid to perform it. You want to know? Ask this motherfucker what's going on.
Guys, will you please just stick to the script? Cut.
Well, that's what a weird scene. What is
the ghost of Dolomite doing here in my apartment then?
Man.
Yeah, Drew Smith says, I don't think an HD version exists. I don't think either. Depending on what they shot this on, if it was shot on film, I would hope that they could eventually one day get this HD quality.
Yeah,
bring it up, you know. But
that'd be nice.
Who knows?
I mean, because the DVD quality's got to be decent. It's got to be better than 240.
I thought the DVD was just a VHS rip.
I know.
It probably is.
They don't like you doing my shit and copping out like a bitch.
If it was a VHS rip, then it was ripped digitally, which means it's not. It's probably not even as good as the VHS quality. Like if you actually play the VHS from with a VCR on a great on a nice TV, like that can, like an, you know, a setup that is meant to handle that shit, and actually, you know, I'm sure probably that's probably the best way to look for it. Have they ever got it better than the VHS quality? Is my question.
Yeah, that's a great question. I'll have to see what the DVD copy looks like.
You're right.
One of these days.
I'm gonna stand up and be a man.
That's the perfect way it is. You're absolutely right, Jazzman.
And his gang at the same time. Dolomite, listen. I'd be honored if you'd help me be in my crusade against crime and help me take these dirty motherfuckers out. What about him, man? Will you do it?
Hell no. Not for free. You're gonna have to pay.
So Rudy Ray Moore did die in 2008. And that's what I was looking up.
Yeah.
But if you can afford me, we can get it on. But it won't be easy. Tomorrow, I will help you on your comeback as the bad, 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 bad sugar bear.
He's like, you gonna have to pay me.
Shaggy's wearing like a half shirt, showing off his belly hair.
Of course. He's that same car.
Maybe that was the girl Jay said I fucked that girl.
Ha ha ha.
What the fuck?
Pimps and hoes.
He looks like Eddie Murphy.
Ooh.
This is on the soundtrack.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Soundtrack intro. Big Money.
That's a brand new song they made for that.
Sugar Bear, Fuck the World, Cotton Candy, Bury Me Alive, Bring It On, Ninja, Bitches, Rock the Dead, Spin the Bottle, and track 12. The last track is Human Tornado.
Put your weight on it. Put your weight on it. Nice. Your soul, if you raise that motherfucker higher, you even may get a donut hole.
You even may get a donut hole.
Damn.
Dazam.
All right.
The fuck is he?
He looks so serious.
I'm gonna show you how to whoop a motherfucker's ass. First thing you gotta do, you gotta hypnotize that motherfucker. Use a snake on that son of a bitch. You like me, Dolomite.
This part I think goes on for way too long.
Fucking up motherfuckers is my game. Now watch. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they could have cut it around there.
That girl did look like WWF Jacqueline. I remember her.
Yeah.
Nah, that girl was way hotter than her, though.
Did he take his money back?
Kicking the homeless man.
What the fuck?
Good shit.
Wow.
Listen up, sugar. Couch is being held
that was
here,
sweet.
Somewhere in the eastern section of this warehouse. The place is crawling with Sweet's men. Now, we're going to be somewhere outside over here in this area, but as soon as you give the word, we're busting in. Now, luckily, the budget for this movie's almost out, so you don't have to worry about all the big Hollywood bullshit, all the explosions, the firebombs, all that crap. All right? Nonetheless, it's a dangerous mission, and I want you to watch your ass.
That was rude. The budget's almost out.
It's funny, like, I forgot about all this shit. It's been so long since I've seen this.
Cox is in here.
I'm sure I'll find him.
Oh, yeah, shit in his pants and a puddle of piss behind him. Oh, all right, never mind that shit. There's somebody I want you to meet.
Hey, can you hold down while I piss?
No, no, you can't.
I got to, man. I don't want to miss the best part.
All right.
Officer Bear, very good to meet you.
Just call me Sugar, because I'm sweet to the end. What's shaking, my beard-faced friend?
Sugar, this is Dr. Dinglenut. He's our weapons invention specialist. He's been following you around in various disguises, studying your strengths and weaknesses. He's got some really wacky shit he wants to take a look at. Far outside.
Forgot he was in all those positions.
Sir, I'm going to show you a gun. This is a very special gun. This is the Ninja Detector gun.
I've watched the beginning of this movie like way more than I've seen the end, because this shit doesn't really ring a whole lot of bells for me.
We were able to find some hair samples of theirs at the crime scene in Missy's apartment, and those we combined with a special...
Mind you, when this came out, I was 16.
Here at the lab. When you pull the trigger the first bullet will fly out. Wherever the magic ninja is within the warehouse, it will destroy him. When you pull the trigger a second time, the second bullet will fly out and destroy the second magic ninja. Thus, we call this the Ninja Detector Gun. Your next obstacle is going to be the man that they call Hack Benjamin. We have been studying this Benjamin character for many years now. We have finally determined that he does have one weakness, and that is his ears. Thus, I have developed for you this weapon. The man is completely deaf. He cannot hear a sound. When you blow on the whistle, it will send the sound waves from the whistle directly through his inner ear canal and into his brain. If he does not immediately flee the scene, he will be destroyed.
Is that it, Doc? No, I'm on the clock.
The final obstacle, or perhaps I should say obstacles, are those two sensitive thugs, Big Stank and Little Poot.
Sirius Darius is not that great of an actor.
Once you have reached the compound and have spotted them, simply aim this device.
They should let Jump Steady have that role.
Button.
All right. Tell him what the fuck it does, you nutty looking prick.
It will trigger a robotic mechanism that will remove the
two. Are you criticizing Sirius Darius?
I think they wasted jump steady on Hack Benjamin.
How it works. Simply trust me. It will.
Yes, Sirius Darius kind of sucks.
With all this high tech stuff, I'm going to the fight. I'm gonna bring it to him. Rough.
Yeah, he seems pretty wooden. Yeah, wouldn't you say?
Little needle dick prick yeah. Socks with you.
I would.
Get Dolomite. Let's go. I'm gonna smoke that big baby hoe.
Oh, you want to hear a fun fact? Do you know of the game, the video game Roblox? Do you know anything about it? He took off
running. I mean, not much about it, no.
It's a kid's game mostly. Like, for free, you can play. Kids make their own games, yada, yada. But all my kids play it. It's very popular.
Yeah, I know it's very popular.
I play Roblox sometimes with my kids. I made my name Big Baby Sweets 2020.
That's absolutely genius that you did that.
And my kids have no idea what it means, and I haven't told them.
It's absolutely great.
So if you want to add me on Roblox, add me, Big Baby Sweets 2020.
If you guys want to add me on Sky.
I did play. You know what? I downloaded the mobile version of Sky and played it a little bit, too.
Yeah?
That was pretty fun. I was disappointed that I couldn't, like, access my same friends list. Like, I couldn't find you on there.
Yeah.
But it was the same, like, progression and everything.
Yeah,
like,
that's cool.
So yeah, that game is cool. Me and Carver played a little bit last week.
So just for future excitement in the D1D universe, guys, we might try to play Backyard Wrestling. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Let's do that.
That'd be fun.
Let's do that at some point.
I haven't played that game since it was out. Like, probably within a year it was out. So that'll be fun.
We just got to figure out the best way to play it.
Oh, we could drop this during. Why not drop it during the show? Next week, we're going to have Rude Boy on.
What? Next week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be our Juggalo origin story.
I mean, I don't know what to say about that. I'm excited and nervous.
I know. Rude Boy's a legend. I was listening. You know what? On our way to Jungle Jim's yesterday, I listened to Hell's Pit in full. Intro to outro. Real Underground Baby, full track.
Yeah.
Made my family listen to that. And on the way back, we listened to Ringmaster. Front to back, no skipping.
Yeah.
It was great. But they shout out Rude Boy several times on Ringmaster.
Yeah, of course.
It was nice. Like, I don't know about Carnival Carnage or Sooner or whatever, but I can't remember. Yeah, next week, Rude Boy, for real. We'll have him on.
If there's
we're gonna talk about his book.
Well, another thing is if anybody's got any ideas for some questions that Rude Boy hasn't really been asked, I'm sure he's been asked all the same shit, you know.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah, I want to talk about his involvement with the label and
yeah,
you know, I don't want to make it just about like ICP and shit. I want to talk about him too, obviously.
Well, yeah, I want to know more about him than
yeah. That's why I'm excited.
Anything like the him being adjacent to this whole world and being a big part of giving the confidence to
what the fuck was that?
Jay himself mm-hmm. for. I mean, if it wasn't for Rude Boy, I don't think Jay would have had the confidence to do a lot of things. Like
so,
Jay, yeah, Rude Boy was. Go back and look at the sections of the book, of Jay's book, where he met Rude Boy.
Mm.
Rude Boy was a huge part in actually building up Jay's confidence in becoming what he became.
Mm.
So I think Rude Boy is a huge part of it all.
Interesting. Yeah, that'd be fun.
You know that friend you meet that actually like introduces you and helps you like go into this world that's so new to you. And
yeah.
I think that being going into the Southwest and moving to the Southwest and being getting into wrestling and hip hop, that is a big part of Rude Boy. Was a big part of all that.
Yeah, you're right. He's been there since the beginning, man. Yeah. It'll be fun to talk to him.
Spalding Thurston Longwood.
What is the meaning of this?
So are they supposed to be brothers?
When you should be home.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Mm-hmm. I knew you were up to something. When Mr. Perkins called and said you both missed your bike.
That, you know what? This guy steals the show right here. The dad.
He said Mr. Perkins called and said you missed your violin lessons.
What is that in your mouth?
It's gold, too.
Is this what you've been saving your allowance for?
Dude, the dramatic fall.
Slap him.
That's so funny.
I don't know,
it was great.
I know this. It ends here. It ends now. Misters, you are grounded.
So they're brothers that are also in a gay relationship with Why is Harlan Williams doing that?
They're in a gay relationship with their boss.
Yeah. Why does he keep doing that?
So incest. Hey, great talk. Gay.
You're one hell of a good cop. I'll say that right freaking now, sunshine.
Get off my dick. I still gotta get sweet.
Get off my dick.
Go loose those ropes. He could have easily got out of them ropes.
I could help you take Big Baby Sweets and his gang out. You know, I mean, I know I act like a little baby bitch butterfly sometimes, but little baby
butterfly. God, what happened to Harlan Williams, man? He was so funny. I fucking love him.
He did a comedy special that was interesting. I didn't watch it, the whole thing. I seen clips of it where he did it in like the wilderness on like,
come on, let me get in there.
And like just by himself, he did a comedy special.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I have to go back and watch that.
That came out maybe within the past 5 or 6 years for sure.
Another character, another actor from Half Baked, Jim Brewer.
Yeah,
I mean, he still kills it, dude.
Yeah,
fucking Jim Brewer is still so. I think he's like, so funny.
I think he's like a crazy, like right wing, jokey guy now. He like, I seen some clip of him making like some and not just because he's right wing, but he like he wasn't even like being funny.
Is he
like,
right wing or is he just think the whole woke shit is stupid?
He was making fun of Fauci in the clip I saw. He's like, oh, everybody makes fun of Fauci. Everyone loves Fauci. He was like doing some funny voice and like squawking and saying Fauci and shit. It was really weird.
I guarantee it's funny.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The thing I saw wasn't funny, but
I don't give a fuck if Jim Brewer's right. I could give a fuck less what Jim Brewer is. He's probably funny. Regardless of what he's doing. That dude is absolutely hilarious.
I've always liked Goat Boy and all that shit, dude. Yeah, I was always a fan of him.
Imagine him in like if they ever do Thrusters.
What? Thrusters?
Wasn't that supposed to be the third one?
Oh, I don't know nothing about that.
Like you had Hustlers, Rustlers, and Thrusters, and it was supposed to be the space one.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Here's one more for you.
I really didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
That was like a thing, dude.
I never heard that.
Oh, by the way. I doubt anybody that watches this shit doesn't know this, but give me 1 second.
So Cactus Jack is Big Baby Sweet's like final boss. Like,
come on.
What? What are you trying to show?
that's great.
That is a funny gag.
No. I'm just saying. So they were supposed to have a trilogy. That got spoken about at one point.
Okay.
By the clowns themselves, I think.
Okay.
I can't remember when or where. But yeah, you know, they had the Rustlers was the Western. Thrusters was supposed to be the Space Odyssey, which I think would have been cool. They just probably didn't have the budget to ever do it.
Yeah.
But I think nowadays they could probably do it pretty good with like green screens and shit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Steak out there?
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So we have the Bazaar,
which came out in 2000. Bazaar.
Yeah, yeah. We have the Bizarre. And the Bizarre.
Bizarre and Bizarre.
The thing about these is that a lot of people don't know. Well, what am I saying? Everybody knows this shit. But
some newer juggalos may not know about
fuck
this.
Fuck it.
This is an Easter egg. So you get the CD, yeah. Here. I'll fix the screen here. Hold on. Get the regular CD with the black encasing thing.
These are mad fresh.
They are. But you can definitely tell. So yeah, you pull it out, and then you, all of a sudden you can see Hack Benjamin from Big Money Rustlers.
Hack Benjamin in a Western setting.
Yes. So they were pimping out Big Money Rustlers in 2000.
Yeah.
Now you've been down a long road.
Now that was that one, but then we also got this one.
Sugar Bear.
Whoa.
Who the fuck keeps playing that music?
I'm throwing out my disc right there. Hold on.
are you?
Oh, Big Stank and Lil Poot in their Rustlers.
Mikey Clark.
Costume. These are mad fresh.
Now, I don't think that they looked like this in the movie.
I don't recall. Like I said,
these were taken way before that movie was even done.
Yeah, you're right.
Or ever made.
Or even probably shot 1 second of.
Yeah, so these were like just concept photos.
Yeah.
Does anybody know anything or any details about these?
That's a great question.
How deep did this shit go?
Yeah, because, I mean, Big Money Hustlers comes out in 2000. Bizarre comes out the same year. And they already are pimping out the sequel. And the sequel, when did Rustlers come out? 2011 or some shit?
Yeah, it was year, like 12, 11 or 12, something like that,
right? It was a long-ass time.
Yeah.
Nothing!
Is that what it was? Test photos? Maybe they used some of the budget from Hustlers to, like, shoot these test photos for Rustlers. I mean, yeah, I don't know. But either way, I've always thought that was cool. Jamie actually looks really cool in this. I ain't gonna lie. Jamie actually looks really fucking cool in that shit.
Yeah, he does look badass.
Yeah. He looks pretty cool as a Western fucking gunslinger. I ain't gonna lie.
You broke bitch ass motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, that's the same lady from the beginning that he, like, Big Baby was yelling at, right?
He did it.
Finally kills him.
How the fuck you pulled it off, but you did it. You are one hell of a super cop, you French tickling son of a fucking horse ass.
French tickling son of a fucking horse ass.
I wish the entire police force could learn from the fire that burns within your hearts.
Oh yeah, the city's back and it's all good. Hold on 1 second. If you could.
Oh, wait a minute, wait. Sugar, get out.
Kiss him.
Before they drop this cat in his casket, let's reveal this. Dirty rat bastard.
Dirty rat bastard.
This is the greatest part of the movie.
Jeez, I don't fucking believe it.
Why? Why, this is quite clearly impossible.
What a dumb twist.
The whole fucking time.
Fuck you. That was the greatest part of this movie.
It's such a stupid twist.
Goddamn city.
Oh, Christ.
Yes. My homie, my loaf, my dog.
My loaf.
Harry Cox was nothing more than a two-bit mafia drug lord robbing his own city of everything it's got.
And that brings us to the end of the sermon, brothers and sisters. If you have no holy cash on hand, then unemployment checks, food stamps, or credit cards are all ordained of God, brothers and sisters.
What do you think was the most expensive scene in this movie?
Money. It was all over some bitch-ass money. Big Baby Cox was nothing more than a.
It's a great question because they don't do like any. There's really no special effects.
Bitch, you ain't no ninja.
Isaiah and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's gonna have to be the.
They had the ninja.
The villain introduction scene.
They had the ninjas.
And it's like it brought the whole.
They had some special effects.
Yeah, when the ninjas.
And in conclusion to that, you know.
They had the blood. They had the little magic ninja shit floating around.
We ain't playing neither. It's like Judas, break up in this bitch, yo. You know what I'm saying? We here to preach to y'all.
Is that Tom Dub?
Staring at me, bro. That need to get y'all shit together.
You know? You staring at me, bro? Yeah, I think
if
it was Tom Dub.
Across, I'd be like, wait till I get down. I'm going to fuck me somebody up. You know what I'm saying? Show you right. Show you right. So what we like to do right here, right now.
Yeah, I was thinking that, Humble. That's why I asked that question.
This scene?
Yeah, I was thinking this might have been the most expensive scene. Because I don't know if they use, what do they call them, the squibs or the plip, like the exploding blood, the bags that they wear for the practical bullet effects, squibs or something.
What a random ass ending. Yeah. I mean, such a wacky story. Like, there was no... There's no cohesiveness to this story. It's just fun scene after fun scene.
Yeah, see, those are squibs. Those are expensive.
Yeah.
Those exploding bags.
Okay.
That, I mean, that's used in, like, actual big, you know, the old school practical movies with, like, the gunfight. And those are pretty expensive to make and get done. So I would say this is probably one of the most expensive scenes, I would imagine. I could be wrong. Watch the commentary. They might let you know. But this is probably one of my favorite scenes because of that.
It is pretty cool. Look, didn't he murder Misery earlier in the movie?
Exactly, yeah. Like, look at that. I mean, like, look at the muzzle flash coming out of that. That looks real, you know? It looks like in-camera effects. It doesn't look post shit at all.
And they got paid for these vases.
Which are like $20, you know?
So stupid. This shit is retarded.
Yeah, Billy.
Billy Bill. Wasn't in the movie.
Forgot about that.
They had to put him in there somewhere. Damn.
No one dies on this part. Well, other than a few people. Johnny Brenna.
The Jackie Boys guy.
Probably my favorite actor in the movie. My favorite character.
Dolomite, completely unnecessary character in this movie.
Well, that's who Shaggy was based off of.
I know.
You had to put him in there.
If they could get him,
why not put him in there?
There's a lot of shit that they did because of why not. Yeah, how's he even on this part? Isn't he Big Baby Sweets?
Of course.
Back,
John Cafiera, I think he did. We talked about him before. I think he did a lot of their shit back then. I think he did Shockumentary and everything. Old Man Kissel is Kamal. That was the other Jerky Boys guy, I think. Mikey Clark was in it? It said he played himself. I don't remember him being.
Yeah, I remember when he was doing the music at the wrestling match.
Oh shit, I missed that part.
He's like, where's that music coming from? He's like, that's me.
Yeah.
He walks out. Yeah.
Vi presento I due amici, Big Boots e Lil Bootsland, con il grande bambino Sweet. Big Baby Sweet.
But I'm definitely a Jeffalo.
Yep, I am.
Volume of the Southwest Gangstro says, you all are totally Juff for this movie.
But I'm definitely a Juffalo.
I am a Juffalo. That's why I'm not going to Juggalo, Ohio, even though it's a 15-minute drive down the street.
Let people see the ultimate violent spectrum. You can then go ahead and...
Because I'm a fucking Juffalo.
Just like the chicken do before the chicken pluck it.
Well, I already told you I was busy that day. Eat the worms of choice. What is it?
100% yours.
Who cares?
Oh. I gotta practice ukulele that day.
I do too. Sure. That's a good idea.
Oh my god! this is in sped up motion, and it still was that was slow watching her do that.
What do you want me to do, Custer Crack? And what do you want me to do, lasagna ass?
lasagna ass.
All right, guys, listen.
By the way, if you guys caught, if you guys have sat through this whole episode with us, thank you.
Yeah.
To everybody in the chat, thank you. You know, we do this just to hang out for a good time. You know, we're not, you know, trying to clickbait and just, you know, do this for clout. We just like to hang out, have a good time. But if you guys have sat around and, you know, bullshitted with us, thank you. We did have some special guests last week, which was pretty fun.
That was very fun.
Unfortunately... me and my wife are getting a divorce because of that episode.
Oh, wow. Why?
Norwegian, Swedish.
She couldn't handle it.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
God damn.
She actually had,
she actually had
the moving truck waiting when we got back home. Like she was she had it all set up like while we were on air. Like
wow,
if you watch, she was like looking down at her phone a few times. She was getting shit set up. Yeah. So
wow, man, yeah, what a bomb to drop.
Yeah, it's not fun. So
hey, it's playing Humble Among video. Let's immediately turn that off.
She said, why did you subject me to this?
Yeah.
Is this what our life has been reduced to? You know, all the classic sayings.
Yeah, so, I've heard them. I've heard those.
Yeah, so we're
man, that's a goddamn shame. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I hope that fuck her, dude. Fuck her. Yeah. I mean, wait. Do you think she asked
me what magnets, how they worked. I couldn't tell her. She was upset about that.
Did you?
There was a few things. Yeah.
Do you think you might get back together though?
Possibly. I'm trying.
Okay. Then I won't diss her.
Yeah. I've wore a lot of pants out at the knees because I've been on my knees begging a lot. So
I mean, after what happened during that episode, I don't blame her.
Yeah, she was really upset. You know.
You remember what happened?
Well, I told her it was like an actual legit podcast.
Yeah.
You know, she would meet celebrities and things, and you know, she wasn't happy about it.
What a dumbass.
And what happened on that podcast was bad, you know. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm sorry to hear that.
She told me she actually, you know, when we showed her Vinnie Mac on the pod, like, she actually hit up Vinnie Mac and Amber, and that's who she ran away with.
Whoa, wait, so they spoke to her?
Yeah.
Like that, their dynamic spoke to her.
Yeah.
And she was interested in that.
Yeah.
So,
So
she didn't go get her own sex doll. She like wanted to be with Vinnie Mac and
Amber. Wanted to be with Amber in particular.
Damn.
Yeah, she fell in love with Amber.
I'm sorry. Amber is hot.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, Vinnie Mac. Sorry. Amber is hot. So I don't blame her, but man, I mean, I didn't know that it would ever get to that point.
You know what? And she may have not even told Vinnie Mac. So Vinnie Mac, you might want to check Amber. You might want to keep tabs on her. She might be going behind your back with my ex-wife.
That is unbelievable. And I truly hope that you guys figure this out. That's a wacky situation.
I wanted to say something about it before we started Big Money Hustlers, but you know, Big Money Hustlers is so good.
It's sacred.
Yeah. So I had to let that go.
Well, I appreciate you finally telling me, man. I mean, unfortunately we got to go, so we can't keep talking about it, but yeah. You know, that sucks.
Someone go home to an empty house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bummer, dude. Well, you'll meet someone.
I might have a package there today.
Maybe you can meet someone like Amber.
There's a pretty big package supposedly on my doorstep today.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, so we'll see what's
All right. Hell yeah.
Yeah, so.
All right, man. Well, let's wrap it up.
All right, buddy.
You got anything else?
At the moment I do not.
All right. Well, let's shuffle the fuck up on out of here.
And we'll slide Big Money Hustlers back into the deck.
Yep. Remember to always fuck off. After forever,
off and sure. I'm just a faggot. After forever, off and sure. Off and sure.